I'd like to ask all those that are receiving communion for the first time, they're here at the center and they are all the way in the far sides, all those receiving, please stand for a moment, all those receiving communion for the first time. Let them give them a big hand. You can remain standing because I go now one by one asking the final question for your final test to see if you are receiving or not communion. Sister Pat told you that I was going to ask you have a test today, didn't she? Oh, yes, see? Are you prepared for the test? Those on the far side say, oh, luckily, I'm far away from Father. And I can walk there too. Don't worry. I will get there. I will start here with the test. On this side. One volunteer for my first question. One at a time, please. Who wants to answer a question? I didn't tell them. Okay, I'll ask the question, then anyone can raise their hands to answer my question. Tell me one thing that you liked, that you learned in your time of religious education, coming to Wednesday or Sunday, one thing that you like about First Communion. Yes. Whoa, that we should all love each other. That's the center of everything. Very good, very good. Who wants to follow? One thing that you like. Whom should you love? You know, everybody. You know, there are things, words that we say. Sometimes we say everybody and nobody are not far apart. So, let's see. We have to love everybody. Who's someone that you think you have to love? God? Jesus? The family? Okay. I'm not picking on that. You can sit down. You can still sit down. Yeah, you don't need to be standing. So I can find you even if you're sitting down. Okay, you have to love God. You have to love Jesus. You have to love your family. What else? Anybody wants to add? You have to love yourself. You have to love yourself. What else you learned that you want to? Your friends? Yes. Do you have friends? I don't mean Facebook friends. Those don't count. Well, they can count, but you say, oh, I don't know. You cannot have Facebook. I think it's 14, no? Isn't it 14 years old, the minimum age for Facebook? I'm not sure about that, you know, but I know there's a minimum age and everybody, well, let's not talk about Facebook. What else you learn that you like to learn about? Second question. Are you happy to receive your first communion? Who's happy? Why are you happy? Because you are going to receive God. Why are you happy for receiving Holy Communion? You know, we come to receive what Jesus himself said. Jesus had many friends. Some of those friends were very close to him. And Jesus was like a teacher. And he was teaching, and those close friends, they followed him. They want to learn from Jesus. But Jesus was not going to stay always with his friends. Jesus is the Son of God. and he would be back to heaven with God. But he said to his disciples, well, I will go away, but I will always be close to you. And when he had his last dinner with all his close friends, you know, we usually invite, when we have a celebration, we invite our close friends. Jesus invited, you know, he was with his close friend, those were his disciples. And Jesus said, you know, words, and he gave them bread. And he said, you know, this bread, every time you come and you share this bread with others in a community of believers, those who believe in him, you know, every time you do this, you'll be sharing my body. You'll be sharing my life. And that is where you're going to have strength. Strength to do what? Energy to do what? To love. First answer there. What is to love? It's not easy. You know, so we talk about love, but it's not that easy. It's easy to love those who are close to us. And they're good to us. It's more difficult those who are not so good. They don't need to be bad, but if you're not so good, sometimes it's not easy. When we come and receive communion, that food is God himself, Jesus himself. That's what is going to give us the strength to be good, to love God, to love Jesus, to love family, to love friends, to love those we do not know. That's what we are here for. Let me come here all the way, because I don't want to forget our friends who are on this side of the church. Okay. Everybody looks so pretty, don't they? Very nice. There is one parable in the gospel that Jesus tells, that a king prepared a beautiful banquet and invited many people. Some did not want to come and said, well, go out and fill the place, the hall. I want even people from the streets and fill the hall. But there was one person who was not dressed properly for the feast. And he said, no, that person cannot be here. I'm pretty sure today all of you would be here and the Lord would be, because you all look very well prepared and beautiful for this. Now, my friends here, you're going to receive communion. You're going to receive, you know, Jesus himself in the form of the bread, you know, the wafer that we share. And we believe, you know, the commandment of love and love one another. What else do you think is important for us as we gather to receive Jesus in the Holy Communion? Okay, we get to have Jesus inside of us. That's very important. You know, there are friends that walk by our side, and we are in need. Friends, real friends, will be there for you. Your mom, your dad, your grandpa, grandma, they'll be there for you. Jesus wants to be even closer to that. He becomes the food, the energy that we need. You know, I have another question, so I'll come this side again. You, can I ask you a question? What is your favorite food? Yeah. Carrots. Oh, I got a vegetarian here. Carrots. Very good. What is your favorite food? Chicken nuggets. Well, okay. Okay. We all have... Well, those are the first time I get. Usually I get pizza. But, favorite food. I ask that because we all need food. You know, we need food to have the energy. I know that you are very quiet. in your home, you always behaving, you're always, you know, kids today, they are not all over the place anymore, are they? Well, if I ask the parents, they might tell otherwise. But we need the food because food is what will keep us alive. The food we share when we come here is a different kind of food when we receive the Lord Jesus. We used to say that's the bread from heaven, because that's the food that will nourish, that will strengthen, that, you know, our spiritual life. What is a spiritual life? That's, well, we say those things. It's what is inside of us that will call us to do good things, to respect one another, to respect your mom, your dad, your family, to respect your teachers, to be doing good for your friends, for your siblings. That's, you know, it doesn't come from nowhere. That food from heaven is what will help us to do just that. Final word. We heard in the gospel today talking about sheep. I don't know how many of you have seen sheep, but probably many of you will have pets. A dog, cat, goldfish. What kind of pet do you have? Anybody has? You have a cat? Maybe. And we take care. If you have a pet, it means over here. You have a pet. What kind of pet? You have a dog, 4 cats, and a dog. 4 cats. Wow. It's each one of the house take care of 1 cat, I think. You know, and we take care of them. If we have a pet, you know, my dad used to say, you don't need to have a pet, but if you have one, make sure you're going to take care of that pet. Because if you don't take care of them, many of them cannot survive by themselves. So you have to take care of them. Jesus talked, he is the good shepherd. It's not that his sheep were his pets. No, the shepherd would take care of the sheep with their own lives. So the sheep will not get lost. They will not get stolen. They will not get, taken away, or other animals could come and harm them. That's the good shepherd that we talk. Jesus wants to take care of us. So he's asking from us every time we come, and the priest and the Eucharistic minister or the deacon will say the body of Christ. What are you going to say? What is your answer? The body of Christ? I can't hear. The body of Christ? Amen. You know what that means? Amen. Oh, lots of questions. I told you I had questions. Amen. What it means? I believe. I accept that Jesus as my Lord. I accept Jesus as my Savior. And being that I believe, that I accept, I also, I'm saying to the Lord, I will try my best to do as Jesus did to us. As he took care of us, the sheep, we are going to be good and take care of one another. Loving one another. Loving those who are in the world. Loving God. That's why we are here celebrating. May the Lord, to us, to you who are receiving the first time, for your families that, you know, have a big celebration, a party today, and it's so beautiful that we come together, but let us always remind ourselves that food is the one that we need and the world needs to make where we live, make it a better place. make it a better world, where love, respect, care for one another, care for nature, and will be there, because that's what God is asking from each one of us. And when we say amen, and I take that food and say, yes, Lord, I know that, I believe that, and I'll try my best to be there and do the good that will change the world, because it will change one heart at a time.